This is Chris Paul from the TJMS, running through the top stories in roughly 60 seconds with the Morning Minute. Yesterday, Donald Trump and his tiny fingers took to Twitter to tweet his distaste for the removal of Confederate statues. And as many have pointed out, Trump has ordered the closing of national parks. But he's against taking down racist statues? Is Donald Trump a ventriloquist doll sitting on the lap of white nationalists? Or is he a marionette with Putin pulling all the strings? Either way, he's a dummy. The good people of Atlanta got together and toppled over a statue that to them represents hatred, disgust, and the worst of all mankind. But it turns out that wasn't a statue they pushed over, it was the real Dwight Howard. The city of Boston approved a permit for a white conservative's free speech rally on Saturday. Now, the free speech rally organizers claim they're not white nationalists. But just in case, Boston's mayor and police chief say they'll be ready for anything. Now, the last time a large group of suspected racists organized a gathering in Boston, it wasn't called the free speech rally. It was called the Patriot Super Bowl parade. I'm Chris Paul, and this was the Morning Minute.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.